Homes can be places of peace or stress. In the final months of 2022, the city of Champaign condemned nearly 400 units at a local apartment complex due to the lack of heating and water. But a former resident says the problem runs much deeper, and he's still dealing with trauma due to living there in unsafe conditions. Illinois Student Newsroom Sydney Wood has more.
This is the back entrance.
When Dustin Shingle first moved into Champaign Park Apartments in August 2021, he says the first 2 months were fine, until his ceiling fell in. For the next year and a half, Shingle says things kept getting worse, from mold to cockroaches to electrical issues.
It was a nightmare, honestly. It was one of the most stressful places I've lived. I felt like my home wasn't secure. I lost a big sense of security, you know.
He says he experienced rashes, migraines, and stomach ulcers due to the stress of living there. Shingle's apartment wasn't even one of those condemned by the city.
It's a feeling of feeling helpless. It's a feeling of feeling trapped. And these people, they don't have a voice. Nobody's listening to them.
Many of the Champaign Park apartments fit the definition of substandard housing, according to federal regulations. Dilapidated, without working plumbing or heat. And experts say substandard housing can affect people's mental health.
There's a lot of added stress for someone who's living in substandard housing, thinking about the ways that that housing can be fixed, trying to navigate the different pathways, whether it's going through a landlord to try to get repairs done, scheduling those repairs, making sure they're done in a timely manner. You know, all of those things sort of add to the stress.
That's Giselle Ruthier, a research assistant professor at New York University's Department of Population Health. Ruthier says housing is a fundamental core need, so the quality of a person's home can impact their physical health too.
So for example, if you know, you're living in a housing unit that has a lot of peeling paint or has mold or has an infestation of pests, then those physical environmental factors actually do have an impact on health.
Champaign first condemned 393 Champaign Park units in November and December of last year. And Champaign Code Compliance Manager Tim Spear says a majority are still condemned. He says the situation could have been prevented if the staff had kept up with its boiler maintenance. But Spear says there wasn't an active property manager around the time that the temperatures dropped last winter.
And there was nobody there when things started going wrong to make sure they got fixed. So things started to cascade from there, like, they weren't good and things got bad and there was no way to catch things before they got worse.
As of late March 2023, Spear says the complex is still repairing its remaining condemned units. But he says he hasn't received any updates since March 24th. Representatives from Champaign Park Apartments did not respond to requests for comment. Dustin Shingle moved out of Champaign Park in March. He returned recently to take a look around the complex.
See, even with the boarded up windows, you can see that this boarded up window has obviously been boarded up for a while and then never actually replaced because the wood itself is warped from weather conditions. So it's only temporary fixes for these people.
Shingle now lives in Urbana, but says he's still coping with the trauma of living at Champaign Park.
I didn't realize how bad Champaign Park was. I mean, I realized how bad it was, but like the aftermath of dealing with it, it's like, oh wow, there's a lot of things you still gotta like kind of shake off from that, like trauma stuff.
He says he's relieved to be out of the complex.
I feel comfortable in my house now. I feel safe. I feel like it's a home. And I feel like I can more actively deal with all the other things in my life that need my attention.
I'm Sydney Wood, Illinois Student Newsroom.